Tonight's Taking Notes podcast is brought to you by none other than Collaboration University. With two technical events in July for Lotus Quicker and Same Time, and two more in September for Lotus Notes and Domino 8, Collaboration University is the place to be if you're responsible for preparing, deploying, or managing these technologies. Come to Collaboration University for the experience and get an education in the process. Join Mike Roden, Ken Bisconti, Ed Brill, and your IBM business partner producers and experts by registering at www.collaborationuniversity.com. That's www.collaborationuniversity.com. Visit the website for more information on dates and topics today. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another riveting episode of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And we also have from Texas, Mr. Lance Bellman. Lance.
Hello, hello, hello.
And we also have from Quicker headquarters in, what planet are you in, Rob?
Overland Park, Kansas. How you doing?
Hey, welcome to the
Hello, Central Time Zone.
Yeah, we had a little scheduling problem this evening where we said we were going to record the podcast at 9:30 Eastern Time, and I forgot that Rob is in Central Time, so I screwed up as usual. So, Rob, we were both at the Irish Lotus User Group 2007 in Dublin a couple weeks ago. Can you tell everyone what happened at the event, and especially what happened at your session?
At my session? I had the last session before the closing. It was, you know, probably the most boring session of all.
By far.
My session was a lot of fun. But to be honest, the thing I enjoyed the most was speed geeking. Because 12 times in 1 hour, I got to go through the same demos. And, in fact, never got to the last slide where I was able to say who I was and what I did. It was really awesome.
Like people, the 200 and something attendees who attended this free event in Dublin, right, had no idea who you were, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm just a guy. But it was a lot of fun. Irish Lotus User Group in Dublin was absolutely, you know, bar none, one of the best events I've ever been to. The depth and the breadth of the content, the value for the attendees. I mean, obviously they didn't have to pay a fee to be there, but folks paid to get there from, 22 countries?
Something crazy like that.
And they had, you know, obviously the ability to track some really well-known, well-respected speakers because, you know, you were there.
I was.
And you were. And, I mean, we had what? I mean, Paul Mooney was there, Bill Buchan, those were some of the organizers, but we had folks like Rocky Oliver there. Kristen Keene of Lotusphere fame was there, and it was just amazing.
We had Chris Blatnick, who does a segment on the podcast here.
Yes.
Chris Byrne. Mm-hmm. Let's see, who else?
Wasn't Wayne Ellsmore one of the organizers also?
Oh, Warren.
Warren, yes.
Warren, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the organizers of the event were Eileen Fitzgerald, Paul Mooney, Bill Buchan, Tom Duff, and who did we forget?
Warren and Kitty Ellsmore.
Warren, Kitty.
And let's not forget their
Rhodey.
Their mentor.
Fluffy?
Well,
no.
No.
I was thinking of Volker.
Right, Volker Weber and Fluffy. And for those of you who don't know Fluffy is the iLug for Irish Lotus User Group mascot. And in fact, Julian and I tried to get him on the podcast, but he declined.
Oh.
Yeah, we're working on
it. Yeah,
Fluffy just woke up in the gutter a few days ago. He's not really sure where he's at.
He does have a MySpace page, which we'll link to in the show notes.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were 200 and something people there. The opening general session was given by Mary Beth Raven and Alan Leposky, as well as Paul Mooney.
Mm-hmm.
There were three different sessions going on at any one time in three different rooms. They had, you know, coffee, unlimited. Well, coffee was not a problem, Julian, just for your information. But I do have to say, the coffee in Ireland is like mud. It is very thick.
You know, a little syrupy?
Just a tad bit. But they had lunch, which is which was included in this in the free event, as Rob said. I'm still thinking we missed somebody on the sponsor.
Well, Matt White was the roadie, right?
Right. I started to mention the roadie. Matt White was there for roadiness and setting up and stuff like that. What else, Rob? On Thursday night, they had an event after hour. Well, they had the Speed Geeking event, right, which had beer and all sorts of other good stuff. And then after that, there was a meetup at one of the pubs in town, which IBM sponsored, and that went from like 7:30 or 8 o'clock to 11 something. It was wonderful.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. So that
it was a lot of fun. They made fun of us as we came in, especially if you were more than a minute late or so.
No, was that Thursday night or Friday night?
Oh, that was Friday night. Yeah,
hey, right. hold on.
Let's not forget Gregory Engels and Rob McDonough, Kat McGivney, Kevin Pettit was there, Vince Schumann,
right, correct,
John Wiley.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great folks. Sean Burgess.
Right. Fig said what? No, great show, and if you guys, well, not even a show, a user group, we expect that next year it's going to be even more wonderful and spectacular, and a lot of kudos to the sponsors of iLug 2007, and for a complete list of those sponsors, you can go to iLug2007.org and see them all there, as well as, I think, did they post the session slides there, or no, Rob?
I think they did actually post the session slides.
So go check them out.
Some materials.
Rob, the last session right before the closing session, and
yes,
what was that about?
That was free.
Free what?
All the sessions were free, right?
Yeah. But.
Well, last year, 2006. Let's go in the Wayback Machine, right? June 16th, Bloomsday in Ireland. Look it up. It was a lot of fun. I sort of parachuted into the iLug 2006 meeting, and I always wanted to do this because, you know, I've been speaking for, as you know, many conferences for many years, probably 7 years or so, and I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to have a session that I could title myself in order just to simply attract people to the session. So I called the session Free Beer. And boy, packed room last year. It was really kind of fun. But the problem was I was on my way back from Amsterdam. And in the airport in Amsterdam, I picked up a 4-pack of beer, brought it in to the meeting, put it on the podium and said, session's called Free Beer, so here we go. It was Heineken, and that just didn't go over so well in Dublin.
It was just a 4-pack, so what, did you drink it in front of everyone?
Then again,
it was a 4-pack. I gave away one, and everybody else in the room was Irish and ashamed to take the other three until the end.
Well, you know that Paul Mooney drinks Coors Light, right?
There you go.
Okay, had to mention that.
So this year my session was entitled Free Beer 2, Guinness's Revenge. We had a great time in the session, started it off by explaining what my mistake was from the previous year and apologizing to the, 20 or so people out of 150 that were in the room and asked if I could make it up to them, which I did by buying a round, which I understood was, you know, traditional in Ireland. So...
Now we know there are people there from 22 countries. Yeah,
they all came for the one session at the end, right? But we had a lot of fun. Bought around for the room. Had the Guinness brought in, and delivered the session. And amazingly enough, I got really high content scores.
Best session ever, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, now what worries me about that is that once in a while, I have like 900 people in a session at Lotusphere, and I'm not sure I could afford it.
Yeah, you're setting the expectations are very high.
You could wheel one of the Starbucks carts in.
Ooh.
Yeah, the
put like one of the Disney bots in a sleeper hold, leave kind of sitting on the floor, you know, leaning against the wall, and push the card in. That would be good.
Show him my kung fu. Exactly.
So on Friday night, Rob started to allude to, they had a geek dinner, and as you walked into the geek dinner, you were accosted by two bouncers at the geek dinner who tried everything in their power to not let you in to the geek dinner. In fact, after they let everyone in, they actually carried Rob McDonough back out for some reason. So I don't know what Rob did or Rob said, but the geek dinner was fabulous. They had karaoke later in the night, and I think it was around that time that I got my luggage, actually, and I was able to go get some new clothes, but we won't.
Hey, fresh underwear.
And on Saturday they had a geek trip, which I know Rob and Liz were on, and Gail and I were on, which is wonderful. You know, a tour through Dublin, a tour through the countryside, and very beautiful country, very beautiful place. Great event. We're going back next year. So now that we told you a little bit about iLug 2007, guys, let's see you top that with Admin 2007. Lance and Julian?
Well, I don't think you can top a trip around Dublin and free beer in a session. We certainly didn't get any of that in Boston, or at least not that I'm aware of, Julian.
Well, I'll tell you what. I hung out with Warren Ellsmore and Bill Bakken and Paul Mooney the whole time I was up there. And I was up there hanging out with Warren and Bill a few days before that, too. And those guys just about killed me. Just because they tend to, you know, I guess drink a lot of beer anyway, but they also don't seem to sleep at all, and so that was, you know, that's just kind of tough. I need my beauty sleep, so I didn't get a whole lot of rest for about a week, but had a good time. That was in Boston, so we drank a lot of Sam Adams summer ale. Apparently is in season right now.
Mm-hmm. We had met a few days I guess before the conference started, and we were staying in a hotel bar. Bill was staying in the hotel bar for 2 or 3 days, and he made it his mission to try every single beer that they had, and I think he succeeded.
Ah, the good old days. So Lance, you did how many sessions did you do?
I had 4 sessions and a repeat, and unfortunately there were a couple of sessions there in the middle day that I was rather green, and I have a feeling that the people in the front row of one of my sessions were afraid that they were about to participate in a Gallagher-style event with me at the podium. And I apologize to you all if you're listening today.
I'll tell you, I saw Lance in the hall, I think it was that morning, and I'm like, oh, Lance, you don't look so good. And you're like, oh, I was up all night last night. I've been sick. I feel terrible. And I just backed away from him. I just walked away. I can't catch that.
Julian.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
But, Julian, what sessions did you do?
I did 2 sessions on web services, one on classes in Lotus Script, and one on something else. Error trapping and OpenLog and stuff like that. And I repeated the one on classes in Lotus Script, actually. So I did 5 sessions altogether.
Wow.
And the sessions were like, they're over an hour each. They're anywhere between an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half. And that's a long time to be talking, for me anyway. So
it is. I found on the last day, I think the 2 sessions I had then were an hour and a half, and that was where we were getting into the, you know, start from ground zero on, you know, Dojo implementation into Domino, and it was actually kind of hard to get it all in. There was just a lot to do and a lot of good questions from people.
Yeah,
so,
it's tough because. Oh, go ahead.
It's just a really good conference. It's the first time I'd actually attended one of the Vue conferences, and well organized. The people are good to work with. I think there are about 800 people or so there. If I had not been ill, I think it would have been just a fabulous time.
Yeah, I was going to say it's tough because they're very content heavy. And so, you know, something like that, yeah, even when you have an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half to talk, when you have all that content in front of you, I mean, sometimes you want to just keep going, but you really got to, sometimes you end up squeezing it in, but even then, it's, you know, that's, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, those sessions were very dense, but in a good way, of course. You know, they were, you know, a lot of content, a lot of stuff, But it was, as a speaker, it was a bigger effort than I thought it would be, because I just stressed over all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it turned out good though. And Lance, now Dojo, now it is that something that's kind of a good demo session kind of thing to do?
It's a ton of fun, and I think you're talking to a team here in Rob's team that has really been pushing what you can do with Dojo, as you've as I'm sure Rob will talk about. But take a look at his videos that he's been doing about the quicker templates, and you see just tons of great applications of Dojo that, you know, are going to be appearing in the quicker product, and the vibes that we're getting from IBM and their participation in the Dojo Foundation is that we're going to see a lot more of that coming out natively in other Lotus products. It's already in WebSphere Portal, and you know, the Domino team's taking note and making noise about some future release that maybe there'll be some widget properties that you would be able to expose things, Dojo things, for Domino design elements.
Right. Now Lance, go ahead and kind of pimp your blog too.
Well, I did, on the return from Boston, start a new blog called dojomino.com, and I've had a lot of interest in really taking those two areas and merging them together, and there's a lot to be said. So rather than do it in my blog, I just thought I'd create a site-specific thing to promote Dojo and Domino-related things. I probably will also have some tangents in there, as I'm working with Jack Ratcliffe and Nathan Freeman and those guys on the EXTND team to kind of share ideas back and forth about, as we're building these widget things for Domino, they'll do it with the EXT toolkit. I'll be looking at things with the Dojo toolkits. And I think this next 18 months, if you're building Domino stuff, there's going to be lots of exciting things that you'll just be able to roll into your applications, where you won't have to worry about that heavy lifting of writing a lot of that stuff yourself.
Yeah. Now, I guess, kind of the progression here has been, so we had a great session at iLug, and a lot of people up there, and it sounds like everyone had a great time, had very good session in Boston at the Vue conference, and a lot of information there, some really good slides, good presenters, and Lance, you doing the Dojo stuff and things like that. So we got another conference coming up that's kind of Dojo related. You guys can go and start geeking out on Dojo and stuff, and web interfaces and web 2.0 stuff. So what's next? What's the next big thing coming up here, guys?
Rob, that's you.
Me? Oh, right. Of course, that would be Collaboration University.
Toga.
Yes.
Get it.
Oh, life. Well, the first one this year, Collaboration University, of course, is in less than 3 weeks now. Holy cow. In Kansas City, July 9th, 10th, and 11th, and then repeated in London on July 18th, 19th, and 20th. And Collaboration University in July is 100% focused on Lotus Quicker and Same Time. And of course, as you were leading into the discussion of Dojo, as you may know, Lotus Quicker has been announced, and in fact its release date of June 29th has been announced, so just a few days away before Lotus Quicker is released. And Same Time 7.5.1, a somewhat major release above 7.5, came out about a month and a half ago. So we have just a series of sessions, a very deep dive into these technologies going on in Kansas City and London. And with the Quicker server, in fact, Dojo is installed as part of the Quicker server, and that's Quicker 8.0. Something folks don't usually realize is that Quicker is an entitlement to a series of capabilities, and it's on two different platforms. So there's a Quicker services for WebSphere Portal and Quicker services for Domino. And on both sides, you're going to get the ability to work with Dojo. The templates that Snaps, my company, is building for IBM and for the public to be able to download for free, all make extensive use of Dojo. And in fact, we decided that it had a significant enough impact on the product and what you could do with it that we have two sessions out of the 15 quicker sessions at Collaboration University devoted to Dojo and introduction to the toolkit and, you know, how does it integrate with Quicker? How does it integrate with Domino when you integrate it with Quicker? So we were spending quite a bit of energy and quite a bit of time focused on the Dojo toolkit and the open source integration.
Mm-hmm. So, Rob, if you don't mind, can we dig right into Quicker 8 and the announcement and some of the new features and functions and the, you know, quick review of the templates that we've talked about on previous podcasts and all that other good stuff?
Sure, sure. Although, you know, holding me to something quick is kind of a difficult proposition.
That's okay. You know,
these
guys
are talking about, hey, you know, having a hard time talking for an hour and a half, and just ask my staff. That's when I get started.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't just need to be quick. It needs to be quicker.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Da ha ha ha.
Arr. Okay. So yesterday, the 19th, IBM did a press release out of Enterprise 2.0, the show going on in Boston right now, of their Web 2.0 product initiatives. And of course, that's Lotus Connections and Lotus Quicker 8.0. And those products' release dates were announced, and they're June 29th, just next Friday, I guess, for electronic general availability. And I've been working, you know, obviously very closely with the Quicker team for some time. We've been working on pretty much daily builds when we need them. I think I've had about 13 or 14 versions of Quicker since March 15th. And it's been shaping up as a really, really nice offering and a nice upgrade to QuickPlace for those on the Domino side and for those investing in the WebSphere portal side or more interested in certain capabilities that are over there. Also a really nice offering on that side. Mm-hmm. The integration capabilities that are afforded by Quicker and the new features are really, really impressive. It's got a nice UI. We have worked within the confines of that UI and developed a number of templates, and we have just two left to go out of 14 and about 8 or 9 days to do that. But the templates that we have been developing for Lotus Quicker, and this is really on the Domino side, the templates we've been developing, all make heavy use of Dojo, Ajax, are really quite slick in terms of the user interface, and each one of them serves a specific business purpose. So one is for developing meetings. One of them is for tracking an enhanced version of the task mechanism. One of them is for collaborative presentation development. One of them is for creating and administering surveys. Things like that that people have been asking for a long time out of either the core products or out of custom development, and now they're going to be able to just download those and plug them in for no extra charge.
Mm-hmm. Rob, what about some of the tools for developers? You know, obviously you guys use Dojo and your other, you know, QuickPlace, Quicker Magic to develop these templates. Is it going to be easier for people like, let's go down to the bottom, let's go to me, right? Would it, you know, what would it take for me to say, create, you know, we have what? We have place bots, we have forms and themes in the current mm-hmm. QuickPlace. Mm-hmm. Those are still development options for QuickPlace, I mean, for Quicker 8. Can you, I mean, what, take me through maybe what it takes to develop a Quicker application.
Sure. Well, obviously you still have those constructs. You have the place bots for automation. Those are, you know, Java or Lotus Script agents, really. They're just called in different ways, and you develop them the same way. You use Domino Designer to develop those, or you may use Eclipse to develop Java place bots. Yeah, you just have to know a little bit different terminology about the quick place, or what's now quicker, architecture. But all the back-end classes are the same, and the front-end stuff you take care of in JavaScript for the most part. Custom themes, it's HTML, it's JavaScript, it's an occasional bit of XML or JSON, and a package of about 30 or 35 skin components, which are just custom tags for QuickPlace. They're all documented. They've been pretty much the same skin components, HTML tags, since the 2, 3, 6, and 7 versions of Quicker, adding on one or two here and there. And they're pretty easy to work with. Now, where you get into the real power is with custom forms and HTML pages, HTML and JavaScript and XML and JSON pages, where you can, you know, create a highly complex page and upload that into the Quicker place and have it do some really interesting things for you. So that is your core around Quicker. Now, beyond that, what people are going to be able to do that they haven't been able to do in the past is, with the development of these templates and the availability of the templates for free, there's a really significant amount of already developed code for people to go and take pieces and parts of and put together their own applications. So if you want a project tracking application that has a contact list with an issues list with perhaps the ability to create different issue forms, you can take three of these pointed templates, take the design elements from them, and put them into your own application. And one thing I should mention is that, with only one exception out of the dozen templates that that we created for Quicker, we didn't touch the theme. So if you already have a custom theme, or you want to develop a custom theme and work with the UI yourself, you're free to do that. And you just plug in the forms and the place bots and the external databases that control things. So you're going to be able to create pretty powerful applications, applications that you'd probably pay $50,000, $100,000 to have developed for a large organization. And you'll have all of the artifacts, all of the code, to be able to plug those together.
I think it's great. I mean, the work that you guys have done, you know, is a direct assault on SharePoint and all that the templates, you know, that they offer.
And
this is all new to Lotus and QuickPlace and Quicker, because prior to that, yeah, there were a couple templates out there, but nothing like Snaps has done with these, what, 14? Is it 14 now?
It's 14. What it is two that are going to ship inside the product when you install it, and those are blogs and wikis.
Right.
And then 12 that are going to be downloadable from the IBM Quicker catalog, as well as from the Snaps site, with some level of support, in fact, for a couple of years.
Excellent. And one other thing that I wrote down here that I wanted to ask, and I don't mean to just try to stump the chump here, but, you know, QuickPlace kind of was its own island, right? You never, well, I never really had the opportunity or the need to grab data out of QuickPlace for my other notes applications. Have things changed with Quicker 8? I mean, is it easier now to, you know, interrogate this, you know, a Quicker database and pull out, you know, relevant data, or populated for that matter?
Really, there's kind of three-part answer to that. First, there's always the programmatic answer, because documents are stored in Quicker and QuickPlace in the past as documents in NSFs, in notes databases on the back end. They may have a funky naming structure. They may have a funky architecture to them, but at the end of the day, it's notes documents. So you can get to them with Lotus Script, you can get to them with Java, and you've always had and will always have the ability to write code to get data in and out. The second part of the answer is, in a lot of these templates and a lot of free examples, there's an export mechanism, and typically, that export mechanism is to export some data that's been put into a particular format, like a list of contacts or some issues into an external application that represents that data, something like Excel or something like OpenOffice, whatever you might have associated with CSVs or XSL. And then the third answer is one of the major new capabilities in Qwikr, and that is the Qwikr connectors. And the way that the connectors work is a web services API on the Qwikr server and an installed piece on the client. And that installed piece connects Microsoft Office, Windows Explorer, Lotus Notes, and SameTime all into Qwikr. And you have the ability to store and retrieve and check out and check in and submit for approval different kinds of documents. So if you use the connectors, the way to get data in and out of Qwikr, if it's in document format, is simply going to be as simple as drag and drop. So, three-part answer. The programmatic way you've always been able to do it, the open source or you know, programmatic export of individual data elements, and then third, the connectors that are now part of the product, where you can do things as easily as drag and drop.
Okay, so Rob, you talked a little bit about web services there. Can you expand on that? What kind of role do they play in making all of this stuff work?
Well, the way that the connectors work, I mean, imagine yourself working in, say, Windows Explorer, and being able to, on the left in your folders area, as a sort of a, like a network place, but not exactly, click on Lotus Qwikr. And that opens up a list of the places that you've set up to be places where you can have files stored, right? So you can drag and drop files in there. You can check them in. You can check them out. And they actually create documents on the NSFs in the Qwikr, on the back end, over on the Qwikr server. Now, the way that works on the client side is using Windows namespaces to associate the space with where the data is going to be actually stored or the documents actually stored. On the Qwikr side, the Qwikr server, and this is either the portal version or the Domino version, it works the same for both, implements a web services API and starts what's called the Qwikr web services in order to intercept those requests from the clients and do things like create a document, put a document in a folder, check a document out. The things that you've been able to do from the web interface to QuickPlace for a long time, you know, check out, check in, things like that, are now handled through the web services interface. And when you first start up your, you can visually see it, you know, when you start your Qwikr server on Domino, it says Qwikr web services are running. And with those running, it handles all of those activities for you. Now, if you're a developer and you really want to geek out, you can sniff the traffic and watch the HTTP traffic and the requests to those web services and the SOAP envelopes, etc., and figure out ways to create your own connectors.
It sounds like something for you, Julian.
Oh, I'm all over that, Bruce. You know that.
Hey, guys, before we continue on with Qwikr 8, and I know I want to get Lance to talk a little bit more about Dojo and as well as Rob, I wanted to have John Rowling give his OpenNTF update. So let's have a listen. Take it away, John.
Hello, and welcome to another riveting edition of the OpenNTF Update. I'm your tour guide, Greyhawk68, and I'm here to let you know about all the latest and greatest OpenNTF.org has to offer. So let's get started. Simple Photo Album, version 1.2 by Brian Green, has been released. A new Material Safety Datasheet application, or MSDS for short, by Dolphin Dolphin, has just been flippered up to OpenNTF, and who the heck is this Dolphin guy anyway? NotesView 2, managed by Jason Thomas, is now available. NotesView 2 is a template that allows you to generate full-featured Ajax web views. Declan Lynch of Blogsphere fame has released two new applications, Password Tracker and Meeting Tracker. Always great stuff from Declan. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Super NTF. Kevin Pettit has released the first beta of Super NTF. Super NTF is a Notes client application framework built from the ground up with the goal of making development best practice easy for even novice Notes developers. The template allows developers to easily take advantage of tricky Notes features such as soft deletions, integrated help, and document locking, as well as advanced customizations like user activity, field change tracking, configuration, error logging, and exporting. DropZone, managed by Stefan Thema, is out now. DropZone allows users to send emails with attachments to special email addresses, and DropZone will convert those emails into web pages. Attachments can then be downloaded over the web. And finally, the ext.nd, or extend, framework, managed by Rich Waters, Jack Ratcliffe, and Nathan Freeman, is now available for download. Domino plus ext equals simple yet elegant Web 2.0 functionality for Domino. To learn more about ext.nd, or extend, please check out episode 59 of this podcast. And that's it for this edition. Until next time, for OpenNTF.org, I'm John Rowling.
Thanks, John, for the OpenNTF update. It's great to have you back on the podcast. So let's dig right back in here with Mr. Novak and Quicker. And Lance, I believe you have a question for Rob regarding something Notes Domino Quicker related. So take it away.
Yeah, Rob and I had been together at a meeting up in Boston right before the Vue conference, and one of the areas that I had really been interested in with Quicker that you were just kind of talking about was the connectors. As I saw lots of application in the Domino space, for using connectors, and it really got me to thinking with what we have coming with Notes 8 and the composite designers and how you can embed quick place things in same time and the whole same time clients embedded in Notes 8. Really with all of these open capabilities in the web services and Dojo, where a Domino development person can really take advantage of maybe some of the things that are being exposed in Quicker to leverage them in their own Domino apps.
Well, probably multi-part answer there. You know, working with Domino 8, and in fact, in working with Notes 8, let's talk about the Notes standard client that's based on Expeditor, based on Eclipse. We're looking at the potential for a Quicker plugin at that time that is going to work within the Notes 8 client. Now, I've actually seen this working. As I mentioned, there's a Notes connector, and that's the one for storing your attachments as you're about to send mail. Pops up and asks you if you want to store your attachments in a Quicker place or send the attachments. But there's also going to be one, I anticipate, going to be one that's one of those nice little plugins that goes in the shelf on the side of the Notes 8 client. I've actually seen it in action. I saw it on Mike Roden's desktop. Somebody asked him the question, hey, that wasn't in Beta 3, and he said, nah, I know the developer. Yeah. So he had the ability to show that off, and I haven't seen that yet in my client. But
that's in the sidebar, right?
Yeah, just in the sidebar, yeah. Pretty cool stuff, and the way it works, pretty much the same way it works as a mini app in the same time, 7.5 client. But
kind of like Carl Tyler's Star Wars or Pac-Man stuff.
Yes, Asteroids and Pac-Man, I loved it. But you can do the same thing with Quicker and drag drop files into them over there on the sidebar or in the same time client. Now for the Domino developer, there's a lot of opportunities. There have been in QuickPlace before. There's more in Quicker now. And just to walk through probably two or three examples of that, one of those is kind of the aggregation and consolidation type of application where, let's say you have a bunch of Quicker places that are all based on a project template, and you decide that you're going to have a project status page in there, and you report the status. Well, people who have membership in multiple Quicker places, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier for them to go to a single place and see a list of their projects and the status of each one. And that's an opportunity for a Domino developer to step in and say, hey, I'm authenticating, I'm on the same platform, I know how to read data from multiple databases and data sources, I can make AJAX calls, I know that Domino security is respected because it's quicker and it runs on Domino, so why don't I just develop a front-end app? And that's something that we've been doing for many years now, and it's even easier to do and quicker. A second opportunity for the Domino developer to kind of ease their way into quicker is to provide automation services and logging services for the things that they would do in quicker. And what do I mean by that? If you are developing an application in quicker that might, say, for instance, use a placebot, but in using that placebot, you realize you're going to have 50, 60, 100, 1,000 different places on the server, and it seems like it might not make so much sense to have 1,000 scheduled agents all trying to run at 2 a.m. It might make sense to go with the data aggregation scheme of having a separate Domino database to handle that load. Go off to the databases, gather the data that they need to, maybe consolidate a little bit. Let's say it's sending out consolidated notifications. That's something that we look at for each customer, each application, each way that they're going to use quicker. And in fact, as part of the templates that we're developing, those dozen templates, there are three Domino NSFs that ship as part of that are not quick. They're not places based upon quicker. They're actually just plain old Domino NSFs, and what they are is containers for consolidated agents where it made sense, for logging documents, and for aggregating information about things like in our Q project template for quicker, you have the ability to create what we called enhanced tasks. And the notifications of overdue tasks get sent out to people who have those tasks overdue. But by using a Domino database to gather all of those overdue tasks, we can send one consolidated notification instead of people getting 15 emails in their inbox in the morning. And ignoring them, of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. That, and you can do nice stuff like logging to documents, using it as a log, and diagnosing problems. Another one, and we have one database there that's used by about 6 or 7 of the templates. It's called the QEngine.nsf. And there's another one called QContacts.nsf, where one of the, probably what will be one of the most popular templates uses that, and shipping with quicker is something called qresources.nsf that creates views on the Domino databases that are part of quicker on the back end on the fly from the web using DXL. Right, so using a lot of Domino training, Domino concepts, you can really leverage the integration between the two.
I'm sorry for interrupting, Rob, but not many of us have seen quicker. I've only seen the demos that you've put on your site. I saw it at Lotusphere, and I'm pretty excited. This is one. I mean, you guys have been teasing us for so long. We have Notes 8 in our hands, right? We know all about it, but I guess quicker 8 never went through the same type of beta cycle that some of the other products have gone through. And I think that came up today on one of the conference calls IBM had with some of the bloggers.
Yeah, I was on that call. It was the blogger Q&A call. And I agree, it was a shorter cycle and it was much more limited. I'd have to say, a lot of good reasons on IBM's part for keeping that limited and shorter. Probably the most significant of which is that the daily builds aren't always incredibly stable. And you can't have tens of thousands of people trying something out that isn't going to be stable maybe one day and based on an agent signing decision, is stable the next day. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the tougher things about making a product like Qwiker available on to a much mm-hmm. wider audience. There's probably 10, 15 partners in the partner beta and a number of large companies in the managed beta that's been going on for a few months.
Mm-hmm. So, Rob,
but again, it's limited, very limited deployments too.
Sorry about that. But do you feel now that Qwiker is, you know, QuickPlace has its market share, and you know, a lot of people run it, a lot of people don't. But obviously, you're going to say yes. But I mean, do you really think they got it right? IBM really got Qwiker 8, you know, spot on.
I think they have gotten Qwiker 8 spot on from two standpoints. One, they've crossed a couple of platforms to take advantage of the skill sets that are in more IBM shops. So if you happen to have WebSphere skill sets, there's a WebSphere implementation of Qwiker. If you happen to have Domino skill sets, there's the upgrade to QuickPlace that's been around since 99. And you know, based on that, they're taking advantage of their own market, their own skill sets. And then the second reason that I would think that they've gotten it right is that they have very elegantly moved into the space that SharePoint has been competing with IBM on, and that is, darn me for saying it, but what I've heard is large percentage of SharePoint users are still using SharePoint as a shared drive. And with the abilities and capabilities of the connectors becoming standard in Qwiker, Qwiker, which didn't have that capability, can now compete on the file sharing front, but as well can be a significant impact on the web application front with the advent of these templates.
Mm-hmm.
So are they finished? No. Are there a lot of things that they can do to continue to improve the product? Of course. But I think they've moved in definitely the right direction on those two major areas.
Yeah, well, and anything of that scale, obviously there's always more stuff they can do. They can work on it for two more years and still have more stuff to do, I'm sure.
Oh, heck yeah.
So. Yeah, but this is like a complete transformation, you know, of what we knew QuickPlace to be and what Qwiker is going to be on the 29th.
Exactly.
All right, well, we seem to have lost Lance. I'm not really sure what happened. The chats are bouncing back, and he's offline and stuff like that. So I guess we're not going to be able to kind of try to tie Dojo back into this one more time. Lance has a really good website right now, Dominojo, I think is what he called it.
Dojomino.
Oh, okay.
Was it?
we'll have a link to it in the show notes. Yeah. How about that?
That's a good point, yeah.
The easy answer.
Yeah, but he's doing a lot of stuff with Dojo, the Dojo toolkit right now, and Domino right now. So like, you know, Domino 7 and stuff like that. And of course, that's the same Dojo that's going to be shipping with Qwiker. So in terms of some kind of cross development opportunities and things like that, he's kind of on the bandwagon there in terms of, hey, this stuff is coming out, and obviously IBM is committed to it, especially within the Domino realm, and so he's got some neat stuff that he's doing in terms of DXL and views and stuff like that. So certainly the things that you'll be doing with Qwiker in just a couple weeks, heck, you can start now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rob, I have one more question that just popped in my little head. Before we sign off for episode 62, and that is Safari support, Apple Safari support for Qwiker 8.
Apple Safari is supported for Qwiker 8, and as with the differences between IE and Firefox, you can expect there to be some differences in capabilities in which types of things like rich text controls, attachment controls, mm-hmm. how you read things, how that is going to work. But to be absolutely honest with you, about 2 days after WWDC, I downloaded myself the Safari beta for Windows,
mm-hmm.
and I opened a Quicker 8 blog, and I could read that blog.
Okay.
And I could participate in that blog. So, obviously, that is not a significant test. I was also able to crash my entire system by moving the Safari browser over to my extended monitor and leaving it there for about 10 seconds. So things were not 100% there, but and I'm sure that you can't do everything because obviously, you know, the Safari is not as heavily tested on the development side, but I was at least able to use one of the templates, and I'll probably be checking the other ones out as soon as we have the last two written. So we have about, what, 8 days now to write two more applications?
Yeah, there goes some good quality assurance.
Yeah.
But it's open source. So.
Well, hey, we know exactly what we're doing with them, though, so that's the important part.
All right. Hey, Julian, were you able to find Lance? I don't see him online here, so...
He just got back online.
I don't see him.
But, well, he's there.
Oh,
I'm chatting with him.
There he is. Hold on. Let's get him online here.
And, is that because you heard me in?
Yeah, I did, Julian. It's okay.
Sorry.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lance. Sorry about that. We're just wrapping up the podcast, and everyone in the listening audience really wanted to hear you say goodbye to everybody. So.
Well, we'll look forward to talking again soon. I understand we might do some more dojo talks, and if we do, maybe we'll do it on the house swap, the site where... Good from Caribbean.
Did we talk about it during this recording or the one that we screwed up earlier about the house swapping?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we left that out.
The earlier one. Yeah. You need to redo that.
So,
So Miss Francie Whitlock, many people out there may know her. She has worked for us for a long time and has her own independent consultancy, I guess, based down in the Caribbean now, where she went to work for a client of ours. I had warned her before she left. I said, you know, as soon as you go down there, I've been there before. You're going to want to move instantly. She says, oh no, I'm Swiss. I've been all over the world. You know, it won't impress me like it does you. Provincial Americans. And within 4 months after her first visit down there, she had packed up the four kids, the husband, sold off the house, and moved down to the islands. So anyway, she's going to come back and spend about 6 weeks in the States, in Dallas. And so she's going to take my house, and I'm going to take my family down there for a couple of weeks, and we'll take her house. And I think we're definitely getting the better end of that bargain.
Oh, you get to pimp her house out somehow? She gets to pimp out yours, or
redecorate the kitchen while you're there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for episode 62. There's so much to cover, and I know Lance. We spoke earlier today about getting you on in August sometime to talk about more about Dojo. Rob, I think this is your about 23rd podcast.
Something like that.
With us, and we always get the ratings always go sky high and through the roof. So
yeah, well now, and really, just in closing, to plug Collaboration University one more time. When is that going to be in Kansas City?
Kansas City Collaboration University for Quicker and same time is July 9th through 11th, and then repeated in London the following week on the 18th through 20th, July 20th, which will be. An interesting day. It'll be my last day in my 30s, actually. So,
wow, you're young.
Yikes!
Should be a I know. Everybody thinks I'm 56, but it should be a good time in London there. And then we'll be all, you know, completely relieved and take a sigh and have a beer, and then 10 minutes later, start getting nervous about the next Collaboration University, which is CU for Notes and Domino 8 in September.
Excellent. Lance, any parting words for your fans?
No. I think we'll save that for the next show.
Besides the heavy breathing there. All right. Julian, it's good to be back in the saddle with you. There were a lot of rumors about just where we were and what we were doing, and we those rumors are all true.
They're all true.
and that's it. So episode 62 is in the can finally, and we look forward to bringing you 63. And Rob, good luck next week with the launch of Quicker 8. And that be it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.